The Truth News Network. The weather outside may be frightful, but he's blowing away the snow for a clear path to the truth. Dan Newman.
I'm not sure where you are. Where I am in the South, we haven't had much really cold weather this year. We've had some days, but it's been mostly what you would expect in the South. Some rain, some sleet, no snow, but kind of cold from time to time. Well, today we're not going to speak about that. Actually, let me ask you a question. Can we take a day and get away from politics as normal, the coronavirus, and of course the stock market that's going crazy? Let's talk about something today that is very important to all of us. I don't care your age. I don't care where you live in the country. If you live in the U.S., if you're one of our partners overseas, this probably is not so applicable to you as it pertains to those of us in the United States. But it's very important. The subject is even for you. Did you know that your retirement income is toast? Yes, it is. Now, don't let me scare you. This is just something to get your arms around, getting your brain around today. Follow along with me. I'm a guy that's past retirement age. I've paid into various retirement programs and accounts for 50 plus years. Yet here I sit today feeling shortchanged for my retirement for many reasons. And though I have diligently participated in these programs, they're not what they were promised to be. What about you? To be honest, unless you made cash deposits into a direct savings instrument of some kind for a long, long time, you've had no real guarantee your investments have been managed properly with realistic ability to grow, and certainly no guarantee of its today status, certainly not tomorrow's status. There are no guarantees that the retirement program which holds your retirement dollars will pay what you were told you would receive when you started. I don't care what they tell you, folks. They can't guarantee it. Now, I'm not a federal government conspiracy guy, but what I for years suspected has been revealed as truth. In the United States, the only workers whose retirement benefits are fully guaranteed to perform at the levels promised years ago are federal employees. They're the only folks. For many others, it's just like rolling the dice. The engine of guaranteed payouts at promised levels for those federal employees, you know what or who that engine is? It's you and me. American taxpayers pay through our tax dollars for any shortages in federal employee pensions, also for pensions of others, but the federal government guarantees those pensions. I have a good friend who was a lifetime top-level corporate manager for an American automaker who was promised amazing retirement benefits. He participated in employee matching programs and stock benefits for 50-plus years. Then came the financial crisis in the auto industry. You remember that. President Obama intervened to prevent that automaker from shutting down. On his authority, the president began all those things necessary to restructure that company to a financial status that could be sustained. That's smart thinking. There are only two ways to a bottom line in any company, folks. Revenue and expense. Revenue, to fix this, can be increased and expenses can be reduced. The federal government in that instance stepped in to do the only possible fix in this case. Cut expenses. A key component of expenses in any large company, especially a manufacturing company, is personnel cost. The new management of that company, the Obama White House, slashed expenses financially company-wide. A key focus of those expenses was personnel. In that process, the UAW, on behalf of its union members, stepped in and forced the federal government to protect retirement benefits for the company's UAW members' pensions, but not the retirement benefits of the company's management. Management members were not UAW union members. My friend was forced to settle for pennies on the dollar of his retirement benefits. That's over 50 years of retirement benefits. Who inevitably cut those thousands of company managers who had paid millions into pensions that with one swift motion lost well more than half of their retirement benefits? The federal government. There are many ways similar travesties regarding retirement bucks of Americans are impacted by wrongdoing. Not surprisingly, the U.S. government almost always fits into the picture somewhere. There are 22 million Americans employed by federal, state, and local governments. And because of that, one would think the federal government would be all about taking care of the retirement of its workers. And with the big one, that of course is Social Security, one would think the government makes federally backed pensions and Social Security financial project number one. It's not looking that way. So why don't we take a peek? Now we're going to get down to where the rubber meets the road. Let me ask you this. Do you have a union or a government pension? Were you told your retirement funds and that pension are guaranteed by the government and that your pension fund will be there for you forever? If you were told that, it ain't true. A recent story published by Fox News tells the tale. The pension collapse is coming. Current retirees may find their pension check is cut by 10 to 50%. We just don't have enough money, and the amount of money that we have to put into this is just mountainous, says Malanga of City Journal. Neither party wants to make the tough choices involved. Both Democrats and Republicans have incentives to short the pension fund, says Joe DeSalvo, Malanga's fellow journalist. For Democrats, if we cannot put as much in, we can free up more money for greater public spending on public programs that we think are good. If we're Republicans, we probably want to cut taxes. 10 years from now, they're going to have a problem, says Malanga. But 10 years from now, somebody else is going to be in office. That's an important thought. As administrations change, so do dollars and cents in the way those dollars and cents are spent changes. Some pension plans are promises that should never have been made in the first place, but few politicians will ever say that. At most, they talk about making small changes, you know, the little ones, to keep our promises. Small changes are not going to be enough. Detroit and several California cities already ran out of money and declared bankruptcy. You probably didn't hear much about that. At some point, your debts are so great that you can't afford to provide basic services to people, says Malanga. Police force, fire protection, all will be on the chopping block. Instead of making cuts now to avoid crisis later, some politicians increase retirement benefits. New Jersey, as an example, passed 13 separate benefit enhancements between 99 and 03. I assume politicians make these unsustainable promises because powerful municipal unions, they demand them. Public employee unions regularly lobby and seek to elect politicians who offer them better compensation packages. They've been intimately involved in the whole system from the very beginning, says DeSalvo. But Stephen Kreisberg of AFSCME, that's AFSCME, that's the biggest government workers union, says that unions didn't create the problem. There's plenty of money with which to pay our people. What about the $5 trillion in unfunded liabilities? Now, I'm going to repeat that number, folks. $5 trillion in unfunded liabilities. You know what unfunded liabilities means? It means bills that are out there that have got to be paid, and we don't have the money to pay them. That's a figure that's used by some anti-pension zealots, replied Kreisberg, and he says it's fake news. But it's the number. It's really not. Actually, now it's over $6 trillion. You get if you use accounting standards that the federal government demands from private pension plans. In other words, they want something different from me and my company regarding accountability and reporting and finance. But they're going to let it slide a little bit and give us some numbers that don't look quite legitimately correct. They look good. Unions fight to keep every penny that politicians promised. You can't blame them for that. But Detroit's bankruptcy changed the rules there. The federal bankruptcy judge created a precedent that said pensions could actually be cut, says DeSalvo. Now, I wonder who set that precedent about pensions actually being cut. That was a shock to the unions. It called into question those strong legal protections that public pensions have so long enjoyed. They can't just sit back and say, well, we're going to get paid no matter what. Some politicians hoped that a rising stock market would fund their promises. Many assumed their investments would grow by more than 7% a year. Do you make that much in your savings? No, you don't. Regular savings, you're lucky if you get 2%. 7% seems like wishful thinking. Malanga says it was more than wishful thinking. It borders on criminality, frankly, and fraud. If after 9 years of a bull market, we haven't begun to fix this, this means those $6 trillion in unfunded liabilities. When are we going to be able to fix it? Malanga and DeSalvo argue that the only honest way to fix it is to reduce benefit levels, switch to individual retirement accounts like private sector 401ks. That way, instead of a promise backed by nothing more than political hot air, there's an actual account with money in it somewhere, and people can track how well their retirement investments are doing. The politicians and union bosses, by contrast, would like to ignore the problem. So they do. Believe me, they do. Until one day, no matter what promises they've made, they simply won't be able to keep them. So, but what's the even bigger gorilla in the room? Social Security. We'll break its status down in just a moment. Sit tight. That's next at Truth News Network.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.
TNN, the Truth News Network, wants you
in our army of truth seekers.
Sign up today at TruthNewsNet.org and never miss a story or podcast. Truth News Net has been called the most important voice in conservative American politics and is required listening in university classes as far away as Moscow. TNN is heard in every capital
on every continent
with listeners around the globe. If you're passionate about the truth and are horrified at the turn of world politics, you are not alone. Sign up today and never miss a fact. TNN,
TruthNewsNet.org.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
The Truth and Dan Newman goes together like beans and rice, brats and kraut, you and the future. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
It's kind of interesting to talk about looking at the future. That's exactly what we're doing here today, talking about pensions, and now we segue right into Social Security. You've asked this question before. Is Social Security going to be around when I retire? Have you ever heard that Social Security would be doing just fine if the thieving politicians hadn't stolen all the money from the trust fund? We paid all that money in to earn our benefit checks. Or maybe Social Security is broke. The Social Security Administration does invest its surpluses every year. Those surpluses are the revenues from FICA taxes, taxes on Social Security benefits, and interest credited to the Social Security Trust Fund. Yes, there is one, minus benefits paid out into government bonds. That's where the investment by the Social Security Administration of those excesses go. And if you or I, or a pension fund, happen to exist in government bonds, in other words, if we invest in those government bonds, a pension fund, if you're in a pension, they may invest that money that you pay in into government bonds. We wouldn't consider that investment to be fake or the money to have been stolen from us. It's real money, and we'd have a real right to that money. In the same way, the trust fund will redeem its bonds when it begins to run out of cash to pay benefits. The bonds are there in case they're needed, and of course, they have been needed. But as you probably knew, there's more to this story. The trust fund is not a matter of us saving for our retirement. There was a real element of building up surpluses during the early years of the program, though not to the degree that would make it an advance-funded program, rather than only partially so. The trust fund was virtually depleted in 1983, and the system would have been unable to pay full benefits for FICA contribution increases beginning in 97 and accelerated in a 1983 bipartisan reform bill, which also raised the retirement age to 67 and otherwise stabilized the system's finances. The funds which have built up since then are the excess of revenues over payouts following tax hikes. That's not how you would see it in a pension fund or an IRA. Its function is really, just in principle, to smooth out spending over time. Incidentally, when has the federal government smoothed out spending over time? That had never happened. Americans in large view Social Security from a simple perspective. Having paid taxes during our working lifetime, we have a moral right to our Social Security benefits or to a retirement free of financial worry. And this is not the case, sadly. Why is that? The federal government. In George W. Bush's second term, his featured legislative promise to retirees was to overhaul Social Security for their benefit. I attended a meeting he held in which he detailed a private government Social Security plan in which Americans at younger ages could choose a Social Security plan linked to a private retirement plan. Some payroll reductions for retirements under that plan would go to Social Security. Some of the deductions would go into an individual retirement plan. Percentages of contributions would vary based on ages. The older one got, the Social Security plan investment would be reduced. The president's idea seemed like a good idea, and it did to me that day when I sat and listened to it. But it failed miserably for political reasons. In other words, Congress wouldn't go for it. Americans simply refused to trust the government to effectively manage all of their retirement funds. The issue put many older Americans in a place of uncertainty about their financial futures as they approached retirement age. I promise you this, if you're below 50, you really don't think a lot about this. But when you get close to that 60 mark, all of a sudden you realize I've paid tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars into that. It better be there in a few years when I need it. There was, and still is, the uncertainty of there really being a real Social Security trust fund created and managed to only receive and pay out senior Social Security benefits. The bottom line is that whether the trust fund is real or just fictional paper, when it all comes down to it, folks, it doesn't matter. Whether the trust fund uses its assets to pay retirees, you know, those bonds that we told you about, and the federal government has to borrow to pay back that debt, or whether the government has to pay the benefits up front, directly, it's still the case that money has to be found somewhere. And the amount of money which will have to be found for retirement benefits, Medicare, and other expenses is forecast to grow dramatically. Now, if there's any part of this whole thing that's scary, listen to this. According to the Brookings Institute, due to the aging of the American population, federal spending on the elderly is forecast to grow from the current level of just over 20% of GDP, gross domestic product, up to 30% in 2046. Now, that's not 29.4% or 30%. That number I gave, we're looking ahead at 2046. That's not 30% of government spending, but it's 30% of our total economic output. This isn't just a temporary hump due to the baby boom. I wish we had a rosy answer to what should be done to protect those currently receiving Social Security retirement benefits and those who certainly will get there. The one federal government promise seniors hold on to is the promise that if you pay a small amount every month into your Social Security account, your employer will match that dollar for dollar. Then when you retire, you'll be paid by the government monthly the benefits owed to you until your life is over. I don't feel there have been any instances of government illegality regarding Social Security. I don't know that. That's just a gut feeling. But there certainly have been scads of incorrect and purposely misrepresented Social Security presentations made by those in Congress for decades. Many have, for political campaign purposes, actually used the uncertainty in Social Security's funding against opponents. Who will ever forget the Democrat Party ad during the 2012 presidential race between President Obama and Mitt Romney? In the ad, a man who looked like Romney's vice presidential running mate, Paul Ryan, was pushing a wheelchair with an elderly woman sitting in it over a cliff. The ad's purpose was to portray an image of a Romney presidential administration taking actions in Social Security that would kill grandma. They, with that ad, were using the fears of elderly people to score political points, not for President Obama, but against Mitt Romney. And the message in that ad was untruthful. In effect, they used Social Security to score political election points from petrified Social Security elders. One can easily say they're doing that along with not doing anything to repair the problems with the system is at least morally wrong. After all, for 50 years, personally, I've paid them that percentage of my wages every payday. My employer has matched that amount every payday, and the government has control of its investment and its growth. In the private sector, there are many today sitting in jail who have misrepresented investment savings plans to entice Americans to invest. The investments were unwise or illegal, or sometimes both. And that investment specialist, well, he or she ends up with a pot full of money, but the investor, little or none. Just remember the name Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff, collectively with $64 billion. Let's wrap this up today. There's no magic fix. Social Security is what it is. Honestly, it's an iffy retirement plan, just like in any investment situation. In Social Security, there's no magic and no guarantee. As we've seen again and again, even in pensions, there are far too many unknowns and too few certainties for those who are invested to be confident of the results that have been represented to them. You saw the section above that details the amounts of dollars in pensions that are today unfunded, most of which are backed by federal dollars, $6 trillion. What happens if and when they fail and those pensions that are backed by the U.S. government declare bankruptcy? We've been told the federal government underwrites those, so U.S. taxpayers will take the hit. What if there's a massive financial disaster for the nation and the government cannot pick up the tab for those pension retirement losses? There's no warm and fuzzy ending here. Why? I don't have one. The federal government doesn't have one. Your bank doesn't have one. Nobody has a guaranteed warm and fuzzy answer for the question, what will happen if my pension or my Social Security cannot pay my retirement benefits and the government cannot pick up the tab that they owe? I know, I've hit you with a downer right before the weekend. I should apologize, but you've got to go into things with your eyes wide open, folks. I don't mean to bring you down, but sometimes bad things happen to good people. You and I, we don't want this to be one of those sometimes. In investing, there are far too many unknowns that play into anticipated results that will not occur for 30 to 50 years. No one can tell the future. So what am I suggesting? Well, set up and be faithful to a retirement plan. What type of program, which plan, how much to invest, under what conditions are things you'll have to tackle yourselves. But all I can tell you, adamantly, do it. Do it. The other thing, speak to your lawmakers about Social Security. Your lawmakers. It's the big kahuna. Why do I encourage that? 98% of you, including me, are paying into Social Security today and will be until we retire. Why not fight to make sure your investment is taken care of and that its results, good results, will be there when you need them? On that note, right now, if you haven't already, grab a cup of coffee, get back to worrying about, oh, coronavirus, the stock market plummeting yesterday. You need something positive to ponder today. We have a very special guest coming up in just a few shows that you'll be excited to visit with, a member of the U.S. Congress. In fact, in leadership in Congress. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow morning with our bullet points, so don't miss it. We'll see you then at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper? Never fear. TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone. Catch up with the latest news during your busy day. The Truth News Network. TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.